I want you to stay with me today all the way to the end of the broadcast. This is a very urgent and very important message that everyone needs to hear. I'm going to be dealing with Christian, Islamic, and Jewish prophecies that are merging. This would actually be something that I would normally write in a book of some type. I don't have it in book form. But let's talk about this. How many religions are in the world? According to those who study world religions, there are 4,000 different religions in the world. Some are large, some are very small groups. The four largest are Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism. Those four make up 77% of the world's religion. Now, each of these religions have their own sacred books. The Christians use the Bible. The Muslims use the Quran. Other religions use the Vedas and different types of what they consider sacred or religious writing. Now, in the idea of monotheism, and monotheism means that there is a belief in one God. And there are three monotheistic religions. They are Christianity, Judaism, and also Islam. And all three of these, this is interesting, will base their history back to Abraham. So they are all the descendants of Abraham. You have Abraham's son Ishmael, who are connected with many of the Arab nations, and also many of the Muslims consider Abraham the spiritual father. You have Jews who absolutely consider Abraham their father, and you also have Christians who understand that Abraham was the father of the faith, and that's what Paul talked about in the New Testament. Now, concerning the Bible, what makes the Bible different? And the answer is, what makes the Bible different is prophecy. If you begin to look at Scripture, you'll discover that in the Bible, there's 1,817 verses of 8,352 total verses in the Bible that deal with prophecy. So prophecy makes up about 27% of the Scripture. One third of the New Testament, if you look at the parables and you look at the words of Jesus in the four Gospels and you look at the epistles, but one third of the New Testament is prophetic in nature. Now, when it comes to prophecies related to Jesus, there are over 300 individual prophecies throughout the Bible, especially when you look at the Old Testament and you see them fulfilled in the New, that are linked to the coming of Christ in some form or another. Prophecy is when God reveals the future. Now, in the Old Testament, he did it through visions, dreams, angelic visitations, and what the New Testament calls the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Prophecy is received by holy men, according to Scripture, who would be considered prophets. A prophet is someone who gave a right now word from God to his generation, and he would foresee events of the future. And prophecy centers around the Messiah's birth, the Messiah's resurrection, the Messiah's return. That's the whole theme of the Bible, beginning in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, where the Lord said the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent. Now, when it comes to Christian prophecies, we have the entire 66 books of the Bible that are a revelation of God to mankind on earth. When it comes to devout or religious Jews, most of them will accept the Torah, which are the five books of Moses, and what is called the Haftorah, which are the prophecies from the prophets of the Old Testament. In the Islamic religion, they have the Quran, which is the history of Muhammad, or the sayings of Muhammad, the teachings of Muhammad, who was their founder. But they also have what is called the Hadith. And the Hadith are individuals that knew Muhammad, and they talk about how he prayed, how he washed his hands, and things of that nature. So the Muslims use both of those. Now, the Muslims do have prophecies in their teaching that deal with the Day of Judgment. They also deal with someone called the Dajjal, which is to them what we would say in Christianity, the Antichrist. And they also have a teaching on Isa. And Isa is the name for Jesus. We in English use the name Jesus. And in their language, which the Arabic language, Isa would be the name for Jesus. Now, here's what's interesting, and this is what I want to share with you. there are many areas where there is a merging with the Christian, Islamic, and Jewish prophecies. And the details vary in all these different religions. We won't go into the minute details, because what we want to share with you, excuse me, I have a little bit of problem there with the pollen in the air. We want to share with you kind of the general idea. First of all, the Christians, Jews, and Muslims believe in what is called the War of Gog of Magog. All three religions believe in that war. Now, in the Bible, it's recorded in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. According to Jewish teaching, the Messiah will appear, called Messiah ben David, after the War of Gog and Magog. And according to Islamic teaching, the War of Gog and Magog is a time frame that after that war takes place, Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus the son of Mary, and the Islamic Mahdi, who is the last enlightened one, will appear on the earth. There is also a lot of teaching in both Judaism, Islam, and Christianity concerning wars that are going to take place in the Middle East. Now, Isaiah 17 makes a prediction of Syria's destruction, or the destruction of Damascus. Now, this is also found in some of the ancient Shia prophecies, that there has to be a war that occurs in Syria, but also in Persian prophecies. When I say Persian prophecies, it's better to say among the Shia Islamic branch of Islam, there's teachings that there must be a war with Persia, or the war of Iran, with the West and with Israel. And this is why it's very difficult to get the Iranians to sign a peace negotiation if you're dealing with the Shia Muslims. Now, if you're dealing with the non-Shia Muslims, it's easier. But if you're dealing with the Shia Muslims, it's a little bit more difficult because of their teaching that they must have a war with the West and with Israel. But they, according to their teachings, and I call it the apocalyptic teachings, will come out on top of that war, and they will come out victorious. The third main teaching that all three monotheistic religions have in common is a teaching called the Day of Judgment, or the signs of the Great Day, or the signs of judgment. Now, in the New Testament, it's called the time of the end, signs of the time of the end, signs of the last day, signs of the latter day, the latter days. It's mentioned that way in the book of Daniel. There are different terms that are used by Christians, Jews, and Muslims to talk about what we call the time of the end, or the time of the day of judgment. Now, Islamic prophecy, and this is important that you understand this, Islamic prophecy is a driving force in the Islamic world. Let me share with you some of the Islamic prophecies, and these become more important now that there has been this major war which has taken place. The Islamic prophecies deal with the reformation of a caliphate. Now, the most recent caliphate was the Ottoman Turkish Empire. You know, a lot of people don't realize this unless they study history, that the Ottoman Turks once controlled much of the Middle East and Europe centuries ago. This was a major Islamic empire, the Ottoman Turkish Empire. In fact, their actual rule began in 1299 and concluded in 1922. And the Ottoman Empire was replaced by the nation called the Republic of Turkey. At the height of its power, the Islamic Turkish Empire spanned three continents and 29 provinces, not including also the vassal states that they were in control of. So, ever since there has been a decline of the Ottoman Turkish Empire, there has been a renewed interest in uniting a new caliphate or Islamic empire that would control the Middle East and also control much of the world. And this has caused, let's just say it this way. Let me go back and give you some history to help you to understand a little bit more about what's actually been going on in the thinking and the minds, let's say, for example, of the Shia Islamic leaders in Iran. In the year of 931 AD, there was a 12th Imam that disappeared, and he disappeared somewhere in the country of Iraq. And the reason that the 12th Imam disappeared is he was placed in hiding by the Shia leaders. The first 11 leaders of the Shia branch of Islam, and this is predominantly let's say it this way, that Iran is the largest and strongest Shia Islamic nation in the world, has more Shia Muslims, that particular branch, the Sunnis and Shia. And so their first 11 leaders were killed by the Sunnis. So in order to keep the 12th leader from being killed, he was a young boy, they hid him in a cave or a well. Tradition says a cave or a well. And he's been hidden in that cave and well in kind of like, I don't know how to describe this, occultation, which would be similar to a bear that's hibernating in a cave. And he's been there all these centuries since the late 7th, 8th century, somewhere in there. So there is a belief that he will emerge at the end of days out of Iraq. And if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be out of the area of Karbala, Iraq. And he will then be pronounced as the Mahdi, or the last, the enlightened one, the last teacher of Islam, who would come to convert the world with Islam with the assistance of Isa ibn Maryam. Now, I researched this. Of course, I've known this for a long time, you know, years ago. Now, we're talking about 1991 and 1992. I wrote a book called Unleashing the Beast. Now, when you write a book and you're predicting all these things and you're telling all these prophetic theories that are going to happen and they're not happening, people don't pay attention to it. Now, everyone is calling my office saying, get me Perry Stone's book on Unleashing the Beast, or give me Perry Stone's book on the Eighth Kingdom, because he predicted this 20 years ago, 25 years ago, everything that would begin to happen. Now, one of the things that I like to do is share with you the beliefs and the ideas of other religions, because it helps you to understand what motivates them in the directions of which they're going. Now, some of the prophecies of Islam that deal with the rise of the 12th Imam, or the rise of the Mahdi, are the following. He will arrive when there are terrible disputes and differences taking place in the nations of the world, and when there are many large earthquakes on the earth. Now, again, this is from the Islamic idea of the, what we call, I would call, the apocalyptic prophecies of the Islamic religion. He will also arrive when there is a terrible internal fighting among the tribes in Arabia. Now, you've seen the missiles that were shot from Iran into Saudi Arabia, into Bahrain, into Qatar, the different nations there. And there's been a lot of fighting that has taken place, not so much among the Gulf states, but the Gulf states with the country of Iran. Now, this one is a very strange one. The Euphrates River will begin to dry up and reveal a huge mountain of gold, causing fighting. Of course, that one has not yet happened. The earth will swallow a village near Damascus. And there's also a prophecy concerning the White Mosque. And the White Mosque is a mosque which is in Syria. And it is plays a very pivotal role in Islamic apocalyptic prophecies at the time of the end. You can look that up for yourself and check that out. Then there's a teaching in Islam of an army with black banners that will come from the area of Khorasan, and that area is identified as Afghanistan, parts of Pakistan, Afghanistan. And there was also a very interesting Islamic prophecy that, and I'm going to have to say it this, I'm going to have to share this with you, just as food for thought, you might say, that one of the biggest prophecies was the sun will rise in the west. Now, some Muslims that I knew in Israel, when I would ask them about the sun rising in the west prophecy, they said it would be a supernatural event, that instead of the sun rising literally in the east, it would rise in the west. However, most Islamic scholars took that to mean that the illumination, or the Islamic sun of illumination, would suddenly arise in the Western Hemisphere, which the Western Hemisphere would be Latin America. It would also include Spain, France, and Britain, but it would, in modern times, it would include the United States and Canada. One of the interesting things, if you will go back to when Barack Obama was president of the United States, he had a seal that was the O for the letter of his name, and kind of like a rainbow path in the middle, and it was an image of the sun that was arising in the middle of the O for his name. And that seal was from what I understand, was made in Chicago. And the Muslims in the Middle East, and I remember talking to them about this when I was on Holy Land trips, said that some Muslims believed it was a cryptic sign to the Muslims that the sun of Islam was rising in the West. Because most of Obama's family were of an Islamic background. Of course, that's all in the past now, but that is just an interesting point that I'd like to make. Now, the black banners is an important statement, because if you've ever noticed that the Iranians believe that they are part of fulfillment of this black banners prophecy. Now, this area of Khorasan is believed to be in the eastern province of the Persian Empire, or the land of the sunrise. Now, today, these nations are a part of these prophecies of what I call the Islamic prophecies. Iran, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. Now, when you begin to see the wars that have broken out recently in the Gaza Strip and the decimation of Gaza, you've seen the wars that have broken out in Lebanon. You've seen the fighting in the what we call the civil war in Syria, also in the country of Iraq, the two Gulf wars that took place there, the country of Afghanistan, which the United States was involved with against the Taliban. And now the big war, really, I think it's the biggest of all of them, is the war involving Iran. Then you begin to understand how, at least when you understand Islamic predictions, how that Islam is using what has taken place as a sign to them of their predictions and their necessity of having to fight wars and battles of different kinds, especially with what the Shia Muslims have said, little Satan, which is Israel, and the great Satan, which is the United States. Now, many of the Shia Muslims in Iran will wear black turbans and black outfits. They also do this, the Shias do this in Iran and Syria and also parts of Lebanon. In the Taliban, you have certain groups, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, etc., that use a black flag with certain types of designs on it. And all of this is connected to, not by chance or not by just someone selecting a particular color, a lot of the flags, a lot of the symbolism that you see connected to the Islamic religion in different parts of the world has to do with these prophecies, these predictions that were given in the 7th and 8th century. So Iran believes that they are going to be the nation that's going to change the world. So therefore, and this is why they desire nuclear weapons. This is why that they have a very difficult time compromising on making nuclear weapons, because they believe that if they can get their hands on nuclear weapons, that they can literally hold every nation in the Gulf and the Middle East, Israel and the United States, hostage with those weapons. And there would be people, I believe, that would use those weapons. Now, what we're dealing with now with the war is we're dealing with a push for peace with what is called the Abrahamic Accords. And it's being said that there could be up to 11 nations that will eventually be a part of the Abrahamic Accords. We're also dealing with the time that the Apostle Paul mentioned, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3, that there would come a time when they will cry peace and security, and yet sudden destruction will come upon them. So one of the things that's happening, and I think this is really amazing, that you get a lot of reports, or at least we hear a lot of reports, how in Iran and how in Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Ethiopia, Somalia, and Northern Africa, that Muslims are experiencing amazing dreams and visions involving Jesus, Jesus Christ, who visits them and gives them the gospel, tells them the story of his life and who he is, And there was one village, I don't have time to go into detail about this, but years ago, there was one village where 400 of the elders all had the same dream at the same time. Also know that when Russia was in Afghanistan, in a war in Afghanistan, that there were Russian Christians that had won a large number of Afghan people to Christ, and there was a church, and allegedly it's still there somewhere, I don't know where it is, I've heard about it, where there are several hundred Afghanis who have a church that is, they say it's raw Christianity, and it's amazing. So my point is that Jesus himself, since there's not missionaries, since there's places that the gospel is banned and the internet, they won't let the gospel come out, Jesus himself is appearing to many Muslims to identify who he is and reveal himself to them. And that's what I'm asking you to pray for. If you are in the Islamic world, and maybe you've wondered about all the differences of the different religions and who's right and who has the actual truth, I want to encourage you to ask the Almighty God to reveal to you truth. And I'm going to tell you, you will have visions, you will have dreams, you will have angels. There's actually people that have had the angel of God reveal to them the truth. And I believe this is how God is going to reach many people in the last days with the gospel and with the truth. So I have made available for this time my teaching on the entire book of Revelation. It goes into great detail with some of what I've taught today, but it goes into studying verse by verse the entire book of Revelation. You need to get this if you don't have it. It's the greatest teaching God ever gave me to teach, with maps, charts, and everything. So here's the announcement. Get your set of DVDs now. It took me years of study to put this together. Several years back, we completed an assignment that the Lord had given me to take the entire book of Revelation and go verse by verse to explain it in detail for the body of Christ. This is the album, Breaking the Apocalypse Code. This is DVD. I also have a very special bonus legacy music special that comes with it. So listen to me very carefully. This is the most needed teaching right now for the entire body of Christ and for Christians everywhere. This is where things are headed. You need to know about it. There are 7 DVDs. They are 2 hours each in length, and it deals with the 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. The DVDs are a total of 14 hours. They were taught in a studio, and on the DVDs are maps, charts, scriptures, and pictures and video clips that help you to put the imagery together that John saw in the apocalypse. DVD number 1 is called The Apocalypse Code and Secrets in the Heavenly Temple. DVD number 2, The Heavenly Throne Room, The Priesthood, and the Beginning of the Tribulation. DVD number 3, The Two Witnesses, The Believer's Judgment, The 10 Kings, and the Antichrist Kingdom. DVD number 4 is called The Islamic Antichrist, The False Prophet, and The Empire of the Beast. DVD number 5, Explaining the Mark of the Beast. Very detailed on 666, things I'm sure you've never heard. But we talk about 666, the great religious harlot, and Mystery Babylon. There's a lot of teaching going around that I disagree with. What is the actual city of Mystery Babylon? DVD number 6, the 1,000-year millennial code, and mysteries that are seldom sought about where we're going in the future. DVD number 7, The Abyss, when Satan is bound and the holy city comes down. And then we go into details about the New Jerusalem and the New Heaven and the new earth. The book of Revelation is the only book of the Bible that has a blessing put on it, that if you hear it and keep it and study the words, you are going to be blessed. Now, there's 2 ways to get this. First, you can order the DVD album and get the bonus legacy music special. Or you can purchase the DVD teaching on a download and also get the musical CD on a download as well. Order the album and CD by calling 1-888-21-BREAD and request offer AP-155. If you want to mail in your donation of $75 or more, you can request the offer number AP-155 and mail to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Or you can order video on demand at perrystone.org. Go there and follow the instructions. The offer also includes this beautiful 10 individuals that are singing 18 different songs, including Pam, my wife, and myself. Now, this teaching has things I will not say on television because of the nations that we go into, and we deal with the Islamic Islamic Antichrist and the Mahdi of Islam, and how he will fulfill the prophecies of Revelation 13 along with Isa ibn Maryam, not the real Jesus, but the fake Jesus that's coming in the future. You're going to learn a lot, so go to your phone right now or write me and order this powerful offer, Breaking the Apocalypse Code and the Legacy Music Special. God bless you. Well, folks, listen to me very carefully. I want to share some important information with you. There's never been a time in my knowledge of my 50 years of ministry when the book of Revelation was more practical, and it needs to be taught, but it needs to be taught properly. There are different individuals that teach it from different perspective. I'm a futurist in that I believe that from chapter 4 all the way to the very end of the book are events that are predicted to take place in the future. And in order to prove that, in order to prove a pre-tribulation rapture, in order to show you how the Antichrist kingdom is connected to the radical Islamic religion, that's why I put out this teaching some time back on the entire book of Revelation. 7 DVDs, 14 hours worth of teaching, edited with pictures and charts and maps. And I really hope that you will take the time, if you don't have it, to invest in this. And let me tell you why, because this is not just something good for you and your immediate family. This is something good for family members who don't believe in prophecy, who don't believe in the return of the Lord. And it's good for people to say, man, I don't study the book of Revelation because that's a hard book to understand. One of the things I did when I did this teaching was to say to myself, okay, Perry, I want you to make it simple enough for people to understand, but deep enough that people who love the Word will be able to see how it all comes together. And then on the other hand, let me just share some things with you. We're starting our partner Legacy Club. You can go to perrystone.org and get more information about that. We also have our Mentoring Institute for the month of July. We have our 50-year anniversary homecoming in the month of October here at Omega Center International. All that's coming up, and guess what? You can participate and you can be a part. But I also want to remind you that I will be coming to Georgia, Tifton, Georgia, to the campground there for the Church of God camp meeting, one service only. So if you live in that part of Georgia, you come and hear me preach and minister. We're going to have a time. Then I'm going to Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, to the Church of God camp meeting there with my dear friend Dave Jarvis. And so I'm one night only. So check that out. The information will be on the screen. You can go to the website at perrystone.org. We're going to be coming to Sedona, Alaska. We're going to be coming to Knoxville, Tennessee, to Redemption Church with my dear friend Ed King. Best thing to do is go to perrystone.org and look up itinerary, and it will tell you where we're going to be ministering and where we're going to be preaching. We're coming in August, September, and October to so many different places. We hope to see you there. Thank you.
ISO.org is the premier online Bible school developed by Perry Stone. ISO.org has dozens of courses, hundreds of lessons, and thousands of students all over the world. Sign up today